There's always going to be something missing. You see, we separated ourselves from God. Adam first, but then all of us have followed, experiencing the same alienation from God. And I'm sure that we can all understand and know this kind of alienation personally. You see, we get this kind of breakdown in families, between brothers and sisters, between parents and children, between bosses and employees. We see relationship breakdown all the time. Read about it all the time. My wife reads those really annoying, inane American magazines about movie stars, and she's entranced by them. I have no idea why. But every week, so-and-so is breaking up. So-and-so's met someone. So-and-so is breaking up. You know, it's like you see this everywhere we go. We see relationships not working properly. So we know about this stuff, alienation. We know what it is. And what the Bible is saying is that what God intended between us, between God and humans, has actually suffered some really serious damage. It's not as it should be. That relationship has suffered serious damage. Life is supposed to be about being connected to God, connected to one another. We're supposed to be walking and talking with God. But that close and intimate relationship, that one thing one of the key things we were designed for with God, has gotten broken somewhere along the way. And once that got broken, as with all relationships when they start to fall down, other things go out of whack too. That symmetry, remember, we long for as humans, suddenly starts to disappear. There's no symmetry left. So, to continue on this cheerful note, there are serious things wrong with the world, and there are serious things wrong with us. So much so that we now find that our natural condition, as the Bible tells us, is to find ourselves alienated, separated from God. So our natural condition now that we're living in is to be separated from God. But hold on, we were made to be as close to God as we could ever possibly be. That's what we're made for, but all of a sudden we find ourselves broken and separated. So this alienation from God takes various different forms. Firstly, indifference. I really just don't care. Leave me alone, I'll get on with my life, you have your God, that's absolutely fine for you. I'll get on with my life, I'm okay. And there's hostility. And it could be something that comes from someone's background. Perhaps the parent died when they were young, or they suffered some sort of abuse. If there's a God, why would this have happened? If there's a God, why would this have happened? Why did this bad thing happen? I hate God. Then there's confusion. Well, where would I start? There's so many different religions in the world, and those that even believe the same religion seem to follow it in so many different ways. Who's right? Who's wrong? Where do I go? You know, who's got the golden key? Who's got the answer? Who should I be following? It can be very confusing. What am I supposed to think? And guess what confusion leads to? And it does every time. Inaction. I'm confused. Okay, thank you very much. I won't do anything. Then there's fear. People are afraid that they might get too close. I might lose control over my life. I was one of those, I'll tell you that now, absolutely. I wanted full control. Great, I believe there's a God. This is what I used to think. I believe there's a God, he made this world, it's a wonderful place. I need control over me though. That was very important to me. I had to have control over my life. Well, you know, that's the fear of committing to God, was giving up that control, giving it over to someone else. We don't like it when other people have ultimate control over us. It's scary. Many years ago, I was in a friend's car when he crashed it, quite spectacularly, but neither of us were hurt in any way. And in fact, I looked back realizing I was laughing as it was happening. I don't know why I was laughing. Banged my head at the start of the accident and lost the plot. But ever since then, I do not really like being a passenger in a car. You know, I just don't trust the other driver. My wife and I have been together, 11 years now, married 10 years, and she's never crashed, and I'm still, watch out. I'm not a very good passenger. I don't like someone else to have that control. And I had that problem giving that control to God in my life. It's really hard to do, and a lot of people fear it. So that's how their separation gets validated. But the message of the Bible is really clear. We are created to live in a loving relationship with God. We are created to have that relationship at the center of our lives. And so often today, that's not the case. So if we were going to be really serious about the spiritual journey, we have to face the fact that there's a problem in the world in which we live, and there's a problem in us. But it's much closer to home than just broken relationships with the world and with others around us and with God. There really is something broken deep inside us. And I can say this to you because we're all fellow travelers on the same path. Something's very broken inside of me. And I pray that it gets fixed, but I know that I'm a broken creature and I'm living in a broken world. On a simple level, I just don't consistently live up to what I want to do and what I want to be. You know, I want to be the best father in the world, but then I get angry with my kids for the silliest things. I don't like that. That wasn't the target I set. That wasn't who I was supposed to be. I set goals this summer. I used to, many years ago, be a racing cyclist in England. So I thought, you know, I'm going to get uber fit again. I've got 20 pounds of flab on me. That's going to be gone by the end of the summer. And I'm going to be absolutely kicking in races next year. And I probably rode about 500 kilometers this summer. I aimed to ride about 10,000. Totally missed the mark. I'm broken. I didn't get to complete a simple goal. I don't use my resources right. I don't care for others right. There's an endless list of the things where I'm broken, and it's not, you know, I'm not living up to who I should be and who I want to be. Sometimes I can't, and sometimes I simply don't want to. When I want to do something wrong, it isn't always out of ignorance. I sometimes want to do the wrong thing, and that's human nature. It doesn't mean we're bad, or I'm a bad or terrible person, and if we find those desires in us, it doesn't mean we're bad and terrible. It's just the way we are. You know, I'm sure you've all had the same experience of biting your tongue and thinking, oh, why did I say that out loud? Why did I say that to that person? It's like we say things, we do things sometimes we don't want to do, we do them. It's not that we're bad people. It's just that there's something wrong in the world, and there's something wrong in us. And in the next section, we're going to look at this in greater detail. But the good news is that we're not truly who we're made to be. And we don't always have to be either.
All right, well, our discussion question for you today is, do you naturally react to God in any of the ways we've described? What comes more naturally to you? Indifference, hostility, confusion, or fear? Why do you think that is? Have a good discussion. We'll see you tomorrow.